Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weigel with you. A 26-year-old Warree man will front Cairns court over a number of domestic violence offences. He was arrested at a Sondrio Street address yesterday after police allege he repeatedly assaulted a 23-year-old woman who was known to him. He has been charged with numerous assault offences, including choking suffocation, and he was denied bail. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland has released figures showing rental vacancy rates in Cairns now sit at 0.7%. It's not the worst in the state. Goondiwindi in the southwest has claimed that unenviable position, but it's still considered a tight market. The REIQ's Antonia Mercarella says overall we're at critical levels.
Cairns is sitting at a mere 0.7%. So again, unfortunately, there's a fairly consistent pattern there across virtually all regional Queensland.
The Labor government has sensationally backflipped on their youth detention policy. In a late-night caucus meeting, Premier Stephen Miles announced the axing of the controversial detention as a last resort policy, instead replacing it with a child should be detained in custody where necessary, including to ensure community safety. It comes as pressure mounts in regional seats with the upcoming election looming. And the funeral of a much-loved and well-respected Gordon Vale senior constable will be held today. 50-year-old Scott Duff was tragically found dead after he disappeared on April 8, prompting a week-long search involving police from Townsville and southeast Queensland. Taking a look at local sport, North Queensland Cowboys debut Viliami Vialia has been named to replace Tom Chester in Round 9's 4X Derby showdown against the Dolphins. The 21-year-old Cowboys debutant has previously played 17 games for the New Zealand Warriors over the course of three seasons. Meantime, Helam Lukey will make a return after recovering from ankle surgery. All the action gets underway at 7:35 p.m. on Saturday at Queensland Country Bank Stadium.